Hi and good day everyone, it's McColgan here. February the 18th, Saturday the 18th of February, and this is my February boo for today. And the subject matter is favourite place, some place you just love going to, love going back to. It can be difficult for certain people to pick one place out. Out of all the places I love, I know that we, being myself and my wife, we love so many places. We love Scotland, many places in Scotland, absolutely love them. Oban's one. We used to stay there very regular, and it's such a magical place to stay. And the other place I would say, or other two places, would be Ullapool. Ullapool is a gorgeous place. I'd say the land of almost the midnight sun, but in the case of Ullapool, it's the land of the fantastic and amazing sunsets. The best sunsets ever in my life, ever anywhere, has been at Ullapool, and it's such a gorgeous, mystical, magical place to be. And the other place, of course, would be Skye, which has its own magic. And we've stayed there 3 or 4 times. And we've been there when staying with the motorbike, and just touring round about and enjoying everything. Fantastic place. So that's basically three. But the place that both myself and my wife would agree that would be the most loved place of all is Northumberland. Northumberland in the northeast of England is an absolutely gorgeous place to go. We have been going since our first child was just a child, and we reared 4 kids. And we went there twice a year for a week each time, once in the spring and once in the autumn. And that has continued right through for 30 odds, going on possibly nearing 40 years now. And we, although there's only myself and my wife left, we still go twice a year. We just maintain it as such. I use this word again, magical place, but it is a beautiful place. I mean, you have to love a place that you go twice a year to, and have been doing so for 40 years. Been abroad and to various parts of the world, to the other side of the world. But a place like Northumberland is so beautiful, so gorgeous a place to be, and so peaceful. That's probably the most... the most lovable part about Northumberland is the peace and quiet. As soon as you get down there, it doesn't take us too long from here to get down to Berwick-upon-Tweed, as it were. And then from there, we invariably stay down in a large caravan park, gorgeous caravan park called Haggerston Castle, which is at a little place called Beale, which is about 7-8 miles south of Berwick-upon-Tweed on the A1. But we only ever used the caravan park as a base. Basically, get up in the morning, washed breakfast, off for the day, come back late in the evening. So we don't stay on site, as it were. And Northumberland, from there you have, within 10 minutes, you can be crossing the causeway at Lindisfarne, the whole island. And I mean, the whole island, if you've never been, the whole island is it's a fantastic place to go. It's got its little castle, it's got the old abbey, it's got the beautiful Cove Harbour, and the scenes way down along the coastline towards Sea Houses and Bamburgh. So you have that, then you come back and you head down and you cut back in past a beautiful wildlife, or so I should say, it's basically a bird kind of sanctuary. It becomes mudflats. It's called Budo Bay, or some people say Bodo Bay. When the tide goes out at the whole island, it also empties this bay completely and becomes a big mud basin almost. And the twitchers, bird watchers, all go there. And the signs are all posted to identify the wildlife in the area. So you drive past that, and beautiful country roads, and you come to Bamborough Castle, which is, when you turn the corner at the top of the village, and Bamborough Castle and its red stone is in front of you, it is, you will stop and take your camera out. It is absolutely stunning to see from the top edge of the town. It's really only a village, to be honest. I wouldn't call it a town, but a fantastic place. Is Bamborough, beautiful little gift shops. It has the square with the trees and the rookery, and the little gift shops, hotel, tea room. It's got the lot, and beautiful big cricket green in front of the castle. And from there you can cut down the back and go into Bamborough's famous beaches. They are absolutely famous beaches. You can walk for miles, and they're big, broad, with massive sand dunes. And that is, you know, the kids had spent hours and hours and hours down there with the kids. And then you drive out of Bamborough and you come down about 4 miles, I guess, into Sea Houses, which is also a famous in the area, Sea Houses. You got to go to Sea Houses to have fish and chip supper. Well, we call them suppers, fish and chip tea, if you like. Famous for it. It has a beautiful little town centre. It's just small, but as I said, with the eating places, the gift shops, the RSPCA, and the tourist information shops, and there's even a lovely caravan park, a little one that looks right over the water. And then you have the harbour. You come and watch the fishing boats coming in, and then they have all the ferry boats, which go out. Lots and lots of ferry boats of different sizes that go out to the islands, to the Farne Islands, which is based along, or if you like, the history of Grace Darling and her father. There's also a historical museum in Bamborough relating to Grace Darling and the occasion of the shipwreck that they rescued. I was going to mention the ship that went down, and it's completely went out of my head. As usual, when you go to mention something, it's gone, and it'll come back later on, hopefully. But anyway, I suppose pretty much most people in this country will know the story of Grace Darling. And the ferry boats take you out to the whole island, to the Farne Islands, and you can, used to be able to get off, but now most of them are classed as bird sanctuaries, and it's very, very limited drop-offs now, to be honest. But it'll still take you, the ferry boats will still take you right round about, and cruise very, very slowly past all the seal colonies. And we were even out one day and we seen killer whales. Would you believe that? We actually seen killer whales. Only once in all the years. It just happened to be the time of the year, and we were told by the ferryman that this was the exact time of the year they came through every year to come and feed in the seals. And it was amazing to see. We never seen them eating any seals, but we've seen the fins, and we said, oh my goodness, it was impressive. So anyway, so you have that, and then you can carry on down the coast and go to Beadno, which is just a little place, but it's also a lovely little cove place. And then on and on down to places like Alemouth, Amble, Craster, where you can get your smoked fish, and that is a stunning little fishing village. Very, very small. Everybody wants to eat Craster. It's almost like an historical little place down there. So you have that down the coast, but then head inland and you head through little villages like Ford, which is a historical place. It used to be a great estate owned by a lady, somebody way back, as far as I can remember, and it's a picturesque, absolutely picturesque place to go and visit. There's a walled garden there, which is now a sort of like a garden centre. And then you go on to a little place like Dorrington, and across into Wooler, Wooler's a pretty famous place. Has its own market, you know, the cattle market, as it were, wildlife market, the farmer's market. And behind Wooler, and Wooler's a lovely town, there's not much in it, but again, it's the character of the place, sitting at the bottom of the Cheviots. The Cheviots are very popular for hill walkers, ramblers and things like that. So beautiful scenery around there. And then you can go further down and you come to Alnwick, and Alnwick is an absolutely fantastic town, a gorgeous, gorgeous town. The walls round the grounds, the original grounds of Alnwick Castle, extend for miles upon miles upon miles. You drive along these walls for miles and miles, 8 foot high, 9 foot high at points. And within that is the old estate. It's still owned by the castles, to my knowledge, but they obviously run different methods now. But and the castle itself, if you ever go into Alnwick, you must go into Alnwick Castle. Alnwick Castle is phenomenal. The grandeur, the riches, the coaches, the horse-drawn coaches, it's mind-boggling. Good job nowadays, we've got digital cameras, because the first time I went, I had a film camera, and I ran out, and I wasn't even in the door. I hadn't even got in the door to the castle buildings. I was just in the courtyard, and I ran out of film. So, yeah, you will just photograph everything in sight. It is an amazing, amazing castle to go to. And as I said, the town itself, lovely. They have sort of a period markets in the market square. There's always a market every week, once a week. But at certain times of the year, they're done in period dressing, and they have the old gallows, and they have the dunking of the wenches, where you throw the balls to hit the big paddle and the drops are into the water. They have all this going on, the jugglers, jesters, and the music, and open braziers cooking. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous place. I've just highlighted the places, but what makes it is the roads are in fantastic condition. They're B roads, C roads, are in fantastic condition. They're invariably quiet. I mean, you just don't get a busy road. As soon as you come off the A1, you can drive for miles and miles, you'll pass cars, but you know, you're driving at your leisure, and some of the roads you can actually drive for miles and hardly pass a car, and you're soaking in all the beautiful scenery that's surrounding the area, the wildlife, the deer parks. I could go on and on and on and on, and I could bore you to bits. But so I won't. I won't go on any further. But if you've never been to Northumberland for a holiday, go, because we've holidayed all over Britain. We've been to Devon and Cornwall, and as I said, being Scottish, we've done many a holiday up north, and we love them all. But if you're talking about a place you'd really love to go, catch up in some history, because there is a lot of history that's famous for that. But the scenery and the peace and tranquility you'll get in Northumberland, we have never come across anywhere that even matched it. So yeah, a big flag wave from me regarding Northumberland, and I think we will always continue to go every year that we can possibly go, twice a year, spring and autumn, to Northumberland, and we actually chill completely. As soon as we hit there, we're wound down completely and drive at 30 miles an hour. I become one of those boring drivers who suddenly going through a mad dash when you're living in your own area in your normal year, as it were. And when I get down there, I just switch down to 30 miles an hour and I just wind the window down and take everything in. It's a fantastic, fantastic place. I've probably said that a few times now, I guess. So anyway, I'll leave it at that. I hope you understand, I think you will understand just how much we love the area. And I really do, if you've never been, I really do advise you to give it a go. Give it a try. Go for a week, and I'm pretty sure if you've taken in the description that I've given of it, you won't go if it's not your kind of holiday. But if that sounds like your kind of holiday, go and soak in Northumberland. And believe me, once you go, you will go back. It's an amazing place. Okay, I think that's enough for now, folks. Bye for now.